Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Jessica.
And this is episode 32 of the Double Knit Podcast.
Hello. Yay. We're joined today by Audrey.
Yes.
You gonna say hi?
No.
Okay.
So how's it going?
It's going okay. I was trying to catch up. I think last time I was still working on Clotilde, which I finished. That was my second shawl for the 10 shawls in 2010. So, I finished that one up, and after running short on yarn, then on that one, I think I got a little paranoid, and I probably could have done, the main lace, you know, it's just sort of a little diagonal bands, and then you do the spearhead lace, which creates the diamonds at the bottom, and so the smallest size, you only do one, and I think that looks kind of meager, so I did two, but I had enough, I probably could have done three. And I think if I were to, I'll never knit that shawl again, just because there's too many other things to do, but if I were ever to do it again, I think what I would do is start the spearhead sooner and do more of it, because that's the part of the design I liked the most, and I would have, and I think it looks pretty to stack those up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But and the yarn blocked out really nicely, and I even wore it once or twice. And then Rebecca Lowell was saying at knitting, wrote on my blog, I think, when I finished one of the shawls, saying, you know, this is pretty, but I don't think I've ever seen you wear a shawl. So I sort of like
tried to. I was thinking about that this morning. I'm like, I see Jessica wear sweaters all the time, but I think I saw you wear.
I used to wear that all the time.
There was
a giant hole in it.
Yeah, because that's when I first started coming to the knitting area.
Really, Audrey?
She's been doing this all morning.
She's very pleased with herself.
Yeah.
Well, so then I made a point to wear my own shawl out to dinner with Wes about a week ago. And then when we left the restaurant, I heard someone saying, Miss, excuse me. And, the waiter was coming running down the block because, of course, I'd left it on the bench in the restaurant. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I never wear my shawls, because I cannot be trusted with things that are not attached to my body. So now I'm knitting my third one, which is Haruni. By Emily Ross.
You ran into a snag on Monday.
I did. It was really stupid. So I was doing the transition from chart A to chart B, and the pattern says, you know, knit as many repeats of chart A as you want.
So she was staring at the pattern for an hour
for
at knitting,
a long time,
trying to figure out what was going on.
And so the problem was I'd only knit half a repeat. I was doing an extra repeat, but I actually only done half a repeat. Because the problem is a repeat you're cracking me up. It's 16 rows of the pattern, but the first and the second eight are identical.
So
you have to knit a full 16 for the pattern to work.
Okay.
So I'd only had I'd only done half a repeat, but I couldn't understand it because I'm looking at the chart going, no, I have exactly what I'm supposed to have at the end of the 16th row. it just took a moment for me to figure that out. But so, and then I started worrying I'm going to run out of yarn on this one too. And then, hello you. And then I just waited last night to reassure myself. You are funny today. Yeah. To reassure myself that I would have enough yarn for it. And then this morning I suddenly was like, wait a minute. I calculated that wrong. I thought I had 10 rows left to knit, but I've really got, 14 rows left to knit. So maybe I don't have enough yarn. Uh-huh. Anyway, so I'm driving myself crazy. I don't know. I might run out of yarn and have to rip out all of chart B and that extra repeat that I knit and just go back and do it again. Uh-huh. Anyway, but otherwise, it's going fine. And then I've just been doing some charity hats. I had this one. I blogged about this, too. I had this one skein of yarn I got at a stash swap five years ago. And it's just, it's totally not me. It's bright pink, purple, thick and thin, kind of kooky, bulky yarn. And I thought, I'll knit a hat with it. And I knit a hat, and then I had a ton left. Mm. I'm like, well, I'll knit another hat. And I still had a ton left. Then I knit another hat, and I still have enough left for a whole other hat. So I'm knitting the fourth hat now. It's ridiculous. But then other than that, that's all I've been doing. But I've really been enjoying knitting the lace again. I love lace. Every once in a while, people are like, I just don't get it. It's too hard. I don't like it. There's just sort of a natural rhythm to it. It's just really satisfying. And it just makes you feel like a genius. You just do these really simple steps and you get this incredible fabric. And I love that. Very appealing to me. Yes. Oh, and one other thing. Since we had talked about this, I went to put on a pair of socks 2 days ago. Massive blowout in the heel. My first pair that I've ever had that happen. And then by the end, and I just wore them anyway. And by the end of the day, the other heel had completely blown out too. And they were my go with the flow socks, which I did in Socks That Rock.
But it wasn't that long
ago.
No, it
was less than 2 years ago. So, but then I was kind of doing a post-mortem on them and looking at them. And what I think I did was that I didn't knit the heel flap deep enough on them.
Oh.
So that the lace portion started right where my shoe was rubbing on the heel sock.
Yeah.
And so that was just too thin and too easy to wear through. And I just totally wore through both of them.
Just totally freaking out.
Yes, you are. Head shake, yes. But so that was kind of interesting. But then, I still have, another 3 dozen pairs or something to wear. Yeah. So it's not like I'm going to have cold feet or anything. Yeah. But so, Hara, what are you doing?
I'm working on Print of the Wave, which is my second shawl. By Uni Jang in Misty Alpaca Lace. It's a multicolor variegated one, but it's kind not super crazy variegated. I've had the first half done the center part.
Wow.
So,
although we were talking about this at knitting, the border is really deep on that one.
Yeah.
So the shawl itself looks kind of stubby.
Yeah,
you get the whole border on there because there's a lot of the knitting.
It's 17 repeats of the wave, the wave body panel thing. Yeah,
words come slow morning.
Yeah, they escape me.
Yeah.
And I have 4 repeats of the second half, so I'm almost about a quarter of the way done with the second half.
Yeah.
I'm just really looking forward to grafting those together and getting the border going, because that's the fun part, I think, is the border.
Someone's a little wound up this morning.
Yeah.
It's like holding a live eel in a diaper.
She slept for like 13 hours or something.
So she's got a lot of energy to be crazy.
Yeah. And I'm knitting Glynis, which is a sock from Cookie A's book, Sock Innovation, which is really fun. I finished the first one.
Oh, wow.
I'm halfway done with the leg on the second one. Yeah. I finished the first one in, 3 days.
Wow.
It's a really easy pattern.
Yeah, it's pretty basic.
Yeah. I'm knitting that in Pagewood Farm Yukon, which is a merino bamboo nylon blend, and it's really soft.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And it's a really pretty color.
Yeah, it's called Forest, but everyone's like,
it's
really?
Blue.
Shouldn't it be Ocean? Yes, it should be Ocean. So it's called Forest.
Yeah, it could just be mislabeled knowing Pagewood Farm.
Except they're all mislabeled at the store.
Yes,
too,
that's true. So. Well, we've had that too.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's a very like greeny, bluey kind
of.
Yeah, it's
really
a lot like,
pretty.
It reminds me of your Norway spruce.
Yeah, it's just a lighter form of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's I really like it. I just keep looking at it. Ooh, it's so pretty. And then...
You're cracking me up.
She's going crazy. And then I started the Infant's Fancy Silk Sock from Vintage... Knitting Vintage Socks. And that little tiny skein of Miss Babs 2-ply that I got at Sock Summit.
And that
for
is
her.
One that is... Okay, yeah, that is really a baby pattern. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
And that's on 00s.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 That's cool.
I keep looking at it. I'm like, I hope this fits her huge foot.
Oh,
it will.
But
they stretch
be
a lot. Yeah.
It's lace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's fun, you know.
Yeah.
It's really easy. So those are just the 3 things I'm working on.
Just the 3 things you're working on.
Yeah.
And how about that long list of things you finished?
Yeah, I finished Frost Diamonds. Was I done with that before? I can't remember.
I think when we talked last time, you had like... You just had
left.
To do the bind off?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I finished Frost Diamonds.
You before you bound off.
I finished Frost Diamonds. It was my first shawl for 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Stephanie Jappel pattern from The Newest Knitty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Sundara Aran Silky Merino and Ruby Port is the color, which is from one of her clubs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's insane.
Funny baby morning.
And I love it.
Yeah.
But I have like 125, 150 yards left, something like that. Because I used a smaller needle because it's lighter weight than the pattern.
So you do like a scarf for a Christmas gift
or something. Yeah. It's really soft. And the color is beautiful. And it bled on my hands quite a bit, but I soaked it for a long time and that seemed to take care of it. And I knit the oak ribbed socks from Knitting Vintage Socks and the SR Kurtzer On Your Toes Bamboo, which I didn't like at first, but they make a nice sock. Like, nice really and soft and kind of.
Suddenly you're all
heavy.
About the bamboo blends pretty, for socks.
Yeah. And I don't have that much, so. Stitches. Maybe I'll be buying some bamboo blend yarn.
Well, my Haruni, oh, I didn't say the yarn I'm using for Haruni is Timaru from Lisa Souza, and that's a bamboo blend also, and it's nice. It's very shiny. Although, I always worry with bamboo for socks that it'll be kind of slack since it's got no
elasticity. That's why I did a rib sock.
Yeah.
And it's a really nice rib pattern.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of the basic ones in the front of the book. Those are for my sister-in-law. Hey, Melinda! She picked the yarn out when I was in Kansas, so it's from that shop, Twist
yes.
Yarn Shop in Wichita.
Which I misspelled the city of Wichita on the blog. I'm sorry. I fixed it. I apologize to everyone in the Wichita area.
Yeah. So those are nice. And I think I'll be mailing them this week. And it, what I call 10, but the pattern's called 14. It's a free pattern on Ravelry. It's just a neck warmer. The original is knit in some chunky Araucania multicolor yarn. But I knit mine in Gruessa from Malabrigo. And it's a chunky neck warmer done in brioche rib. And, like, what the heck do you do with 65 yards of super bulky, super thick and thin yarn?
Yeah.
You knit a neck warmer.
Yeah.
So I just cast on 10 stitches instead of the 14 and did the rib until I was almost out of yarn. I bound off. I didn't even do the buttonholes because the thick and thin.
It's so good. You can just push the buttons through.
Yeah. And I love it. I've been wearing it all the time. It's nice and toasty. And then I wore it to work last Saturday and sold like 4 skeins of Gruessa, which I've never seen us even sell any. So I was like, this is awesome.
We just needed the right project.
Yeah. Everyone's like, I want to knit that.
Actually, I don't think we have a sample of that in the shop.
We don't.
We never knit a sample before. We should knit one of those for the shop.
I could do that.
You could do
it
that.
It takes like an hour.
I was going to say, you know, next weekend at work.
Yeah. And I knit Das Monster, which is a free pattern from Ravelry. And it's baby longies or baby pants. And it's, they're so cute. They have a monster face on the butt. So the short row shaping for the diaper...
You do
in a different color. Mine is red for the monster mouth. And then you duplicate stitch eyes and teeth on it. And the legs are striped. So
it's really
they're
cute.
They're really, really cute. And I knit those in Rialto DK, which I hadn't used before.
Yummy.
So squishy and so stretchy. Like,
They
fit Audrey, and they'll probably fit her. I mean, it's a gift, but they'll probably fit her for like another 6 months because it's so stretchy.
Yeah.
And she's tall too. Yeah. And we're, you know, long enough. She's just staring at us.
I know, she's just suddenly quiet. It's like, what's wrong?
I think that's it. Yeah.
That's it. Cool.
That's quite a bit.
That is quite a bit. Yeah. So we thought we'd chat a little bit about the new Knit Scene magazine, which we got into the shop this week.
And then sold out.
We got it on Wednesday and we were sold out by Thursday.
I know, I went on Thursday. I'm like, where's the
next one? But I've ordered more.
Okay.
Because, yeah. And I've increased our order on it because.
Because Connie Chang Chinchio is the, like, the.
The feature designer.
Designer, yeah. And.
She has three sweaters in there.
The Ithaca jacket, the Tudor Henley, and geodesic cardigan. And the geodesic cardigan is kind of in the style, well, it's like the Whisper cardigan or featherweight. It's
knit in Malabrigo lace, but at a bigger, on a size 6 needle, so the gauge is 6 stitches to the inch.
It's like my favorite sleeve, the three-quarter length sleeve. And it's got
my favorite, open front cardigan, and then it has these little pleats that run horizontally down the front bands of the cardigan.
The Henley is a basic Henley,
but everyone seems to really like it. It's got a little bit of detailing on a little cabling on the cuff. And it's like a waffle stitch, a waffle pattern stitch.
Which is funny because the last Knit Scene also had a Henley like this that was like the...
Or was it a lace one?
No, it had like the three buttons on the side.
Oh, it was the one that Melissa Worley had done.
So.
Yeah, that was really, really fitted.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah. This one is really cute.
Yeah. And then the Ithaca is
a hooded tie. Belted jacket.
Belted cardigan with a little bit of ribbing that runs horizontally around the waist. Mm-hmm. And then a ribbed hood and ribbing for the front bands.
I kind of like the way this belt is because it's not around the outside. The horizontal ribbing around the waist kind of holds the belt.
Yeah,
on the inside.
If there's actually a casing or whether it's just a hole and then it just runs around the interior of the sweater.
I don't know.
Because I've seen one. There's one that was in a Rowan that Amelia from Pearly Girls had done that had an actual knitted casing for the belt.
That's
which
cool.
Which is a nifty little trick. Or it was one of those things like when I did Lucy Neepy's double knitting class. It was one of those ideas of it would be really easy to be knitting up the body of a sweater and then switch to double knitting and knit a two-faced fabric and then join it again and then you'd have a casing for a belt. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really pretty things in this.
A sweater from Teva Durham.
Yeah. There's three small shawls. Excuse me.
To fit in with our 10 and 10
yeah, pounds. Which, you know, riding this small shawl trend from all people. People I know.
I like the conifer shawl.
Yeah, that's by Kate
Gagnon.
Gagnon Osborne, who's from the
Kelborn Woolens.
Woolens, right? And so it's done in the fiber company Canopy Worsted. And it reminds me a bit of her Springtime Bandit shawl that is a freebie from Kelborn Woolens. And then there's a tourmaline shawl by Laura Nelkin, who I went to elementary school with. Woo!
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Laura's the who works for Schaefer Yarns, and she's the person who recognized me at TNNA.
Oh, right.
And said, I know you from somewhere. And it turns out we went to elementary school together. So that's really cool. And that's done in Schaefer Ann, which is a really fine sock yarn from them that has mohair in it. That is really well geared for shawls because it's 560 yards in a skein, which is way more than you need for a pair of socks.
And it's so fine. Yeah. Like, I would consider that a lace weight.
Yeah, it's not like 10 stitches to the inch or something if you knit it for a sock. I mean, 9 to 10 maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't knit that on for, because you had to use like zeros or double zeros.
Yeah,
or something like
and
that.
I have two skeins of it in my stash that I never figured out what to do with.
There you go.
So there I go. And then there's one from Mandy Moore, too, who's a knitty technical editor.
The Emily shawl.
And it's a very pretty one done in another mohair blend with silk in it from Blue Moon called Geisha. Yeah. And they're all green, too. It's like they're green little shawls.
Like,
so I'm like, hey,
Jessica!
That's when I tag favorites in Ravelry, like one of the things I type, well, now I'm looking for shawls everywhere. So everything I'm always writing like lace triangle shawl. But one of the other tags I have for my favorites is green. So it's lace triangle shawl green.
There are a bunch of little like hats and socks and hand warmers. And things that are cute.
Yeah.
There's lots of green in this.
Yeah, like, it's a really green issue.
And blue.
Yeah.
Which is like
I know, I was
your shawl color.
I know,
so
I was laughing at myself last night wondering like, am I going to is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
She already tore the... She's reading... Audrey's reading...
A Python programming book.
Program. No, it's computer programming books.
I was realizing, like, so far this is going to be, like, the year of 10 blue-green shawls, so maybe I need to branch out a little bit color-wise, but the next two I have planned are green and blue, so I don't think the branching out's going to happen anytime real soon.
Five.
Or I can do the... Finally use my red Miss Babs that I got.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, not Miss Babs, the Luster socks.
Yes.
From Dye Dreams
the
that we got at Sock Summit, that wine color that's like really red.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll use that for a shawl.
It'll be like the
break
one
out.
Off. Ooh, crazy.
No, I've heard a lot of people really like this nine bar cowl, which is from Barocco. And it's this very plain stockinette vest that has this really elaborate colorwork cowl that's. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, that cowl's really cool. And then I realized it's part of the vest.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm really down with that. That's maybe a little too. Outre or not versatile enough for me. I'd almost rather see them. I'd almost rather see them as separate pieces. I also just really don't like the color of the vest, which I think is kind of. And this is the cover sweater for the issue,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of surprised by it because I just find it really.
Because they just use that color a tiny bit right there.
Yeah, it's I don't know, or maybe it's just one of those colors that I don't like. And then the model's wearing
like a
coral colored shirt too.
Yeah.
Well, it's very yellow though. It's kind of.
So they
like,
chose a shirt because of that little thing,
yeah.
detail color in there,
and which are just all, it's just all colors that I or not all colors.
I want to see it knit up.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see it on Ravelry when people start doing it in new color combinations.
Yes.
Because these colors just don't, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's just my personal bias of like, it's kind of yellowy, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in this one.
This Hellebore's yoke reminds me of the Vine yoke cardigan.
Yeah. It's a...
It's a sideways, I think, is that sideways knit?
I don't know which way it's what knit.
Yeah, well, yeah, the garter bumps go sideways.
Yeah, so you knit a cabled yoke and then pick up and knit down.
But there is short row shaping around the back, mm-hmm. so that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a problem with the sideways knit things because I always have this line of cables that runs right across an odd part of your bust.
Yeah, or sometimes the pickup just doesn't look quite right. There's one from Serdar that I love the cables that they use, mm-hmm. but there's just something not quite right.
It's in
the
pretty though.
Finished effort.
And I'm sure lots of people, it's now on 10 and a half, really? Wow.
What yarn is that?
Tacky Tweedy Alpaca. It's pretty. I like the color.
Oh, it's big. 15 stitches over 4 inches.
Wow.
Huh. See, I think I'd like something like that a little finer.
Yeah.
But it's a nice design. And it's green.
And then
there's like a cute, really simple raglan done in a Noro Silk Garden.
Yeah.
There's just this one section.
Is that a boat neck?
Yeah, it is.
Ooh. I like a good boat neck. Although I don't wear stripes.
So. Or pigtails.
Yeah, I don't wear pigtails.
I think I got a lot of comments on my blog about this particular story in the magazine. Like, all the hairstyles are, like, really bizarre. Like,
like 1980s exactly. teen movie.
It's, like, what the cheerleaders wore when I went to high school. And there's the one with, like, the weird little tiny side braids. This one here, on the gathered mesh polo, that is just... bizarre. I don't understand what the thought process was for that.
Yeah.
And then this, and the leggings and the boot. It's just the whole confusing.
Now, if they were little ankle boots, that'd be even better.
No, if they were jeans that were tucked into your little ankle boots, then it would just
she'd have ankle boots, and then she could have those tights that have like the pattern floral design on them, like in Pretty in Pink. That would be awesome.
So this is from Cecily
Glowick
McDonald.
This is really cute, though.
Is that Sprout?
Oh, I don't know. It looks like it.
From Classic Elite?
It's a tunic dress?
Yeah,
yes.
It's Sprout. Okay. Yeah.
This is really cute, though, because it's not so crazy A-line.
No.
Most people, like, a lot of the tunic dress top things, they're so A-line that they make you look huge on the bottom half. And this one's, it seems...
a little more together.
Yeah. And I like this cable pattern.
Yeah, it's neat. It reminds me a little bit of her pattern, Mystère, that she did for the last Twist Collective. Yeah. Sharon at Pearly Girls just knit the Tall Flower cardigan by Cicely. And they just put up the 4 new books for Classic Elite for spring. She's a Classic Elite designer. I was just sort of favoriting them, and then I realized all the ones I favorited were all her designs, so I definitely like her style. She's got another one in here, too, the Heather Raglan.
Yeah, I like that, because it's marled yarn.
But it's got
it's textured
bands, bands and textured stripes, and I don't know if that's going to look great on everybody.
Because I have a black shirt that's like that, but a boat neck that I got from Target, and I can... Yeah, I don't wear horizontal stripes because they make me look hugely wide.
Yeah.
But I think...
too, where you've got to, like, the bands could land in unfortunate places on your figure. But it'll look cute. I mean, you know, if it's a little girl like they have in the magazine, it'll look cute.
Yeah,
but on me, not really cute. But anyway, so... Oh, we got to talk about the Surf Stripes Raglan, though. Because you got to pull up the picture and look at the back. The magazine says it features a jogless stripe technique, and then the photo of the back of the sweater, the jogs are like...
You can see the jogs.
...hugely visible and horrible, and I don't understand what happened there. Because they should, like, read their own technical articles on jogless stripes and do a better job than that. I thought that was really unfortunate, and I just don't think it's a very flattering sweater. I don't know many guys who want to wear that. It also is sort of like the way that... It's a striped raglan, and the colors shade darker, as light to dark, going from the top to the bottom. Mm-hmm. So it makes the bottom look really... it kind of looks, like, from a distance, like he's got a big pot belly or something, because it's so much heavier around the bottom. I don't think it's a...
Yeah, it's kind of short, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's a well-thought-out plan there, but... Anyway, so that's me complaining
about. Oh, I actually like this Hardigan cardigan by Katie Himmelberg.
With the little heart patches.
I would not do the heart patches.
Yeah, the heart patches.
But I like the rest
of it. Much.
I like the tiny little heart.
It has on the elbow patches are in the shapes of hearts, and it's sort of a varsity jacket.
Yeah. That's a little too kitschy.
But it
for
has
me.
Like a little duplicate stitch heart. Although I kind of feel like, no offense, but that was like kind of swiped from the pattern that Kate Gagnon Osborne had in the last Vogue knitting. That was the garter, or that was the, excuse me, the colorwork yoke with the hearts, and then she duplicate stitched one of them red.
Yeah.
And so I kind of feel like that detail was taken, I mean,
taken
or it's not taken from there, but it's
inspired.
It's the same idea, so unfortunately I feel like I've seen that already.
In a sweater, the varsity style jacket.
It's cute.
I used to wear one of those in junior high all the time. A varsity sweater that was my mom's dad's from, he went to Pullman. It was dark red. So that is, oh my gosh, you need to calm down.
Come here to Auntie Jess.
Yeah.
Oh, come here, you. You are crazy.
She's going to crash.
So what have you been watching lately? Oh, you went to the movies, that's
I
right.
I did go to the movies with Amanda. Hey, Amanda. We both now have a love for Youth and Revolt. Because that was like, I talked about this before, my favorite book in high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she read it, and we went and saw Youth and Revolt together, because it has Michael Cera in it, and he's, like, the only person ever that could play this character of Nick Twisp slash Francois Dillinger. Basically, it's about this teenage kid who goes on vacation with his mom and her boyfriend, falls in love with this girl, Sheenie, and then does whatever he can to get back to her.
Yeah.
So he, like, sets half of Berkeley on fire, Yeah. So he creates this alter ego, Francois Dillinger,
who's bold and assertive.
Who has a pencil mustache and wears white manprees and loafers and smokes all the time. And he's just, like, a total jerk. So Francois is the person who gets him in trouble.
Yes.
But, you know, all this stuff happens. And they go to Ukiah.
Yes, like a bunch of the book is in Ukiah. Lives in Ukiah.
Which is my hometown.
Yes.
But like,
well, I read the book this week.
Yeah,
the book this week. So,
But none of the movie is actually filmed in Ukiah. Yeah. There's like no.
Well, not a lot
shots.
Of the action of the story is in Ukiah. Like his whole goal is to get to Ukiah to be with her.
Yeah, but in the movie they show like these houses that could be in Ukiah, but I don't think they are. But yeah, I mean, just like when they come out with a Youth in Revolt tour, we can go. Because you know that.
Yeah, like the Twilight tours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, he can stay at my sister's house. So that was fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
And I love, he and Sheenie are listening to Serge Gainsbourg records in her room. And he's like, yeah, I love vinyl. It's so textural. It just cracks me up every time I think of it. Ah, oh, it was good. I watched W.
Which I still haven't watched. Did you like it?
I didn't... Yeah, I don't really care for the subject.
Yeah.
I don't think that's very surprising.
Yeah.
And it was actually a lot less hateful and mean than I thought it would be. Although, Condoleezza Rice, totally. They made her, like, this... Excuse me, snarky little bitch of torches. So...
Who played her now?
I can't remember.
Was it... Like Danny Newton or something?
I don't remember.
Oh, I can't remember.
But it was good and it was interesting. And I think the cast was really well chosen.
Yeah, it's an interesting cast on that. It's one of those things like when I watch Recount, it's like, do I really want to relive this moment in history again? Like, not so much. So I keep, like, I picked it up from the library a couple weeks ago and then I never watched it.
Yeah.
I just
What are you doing?
Just playing with a dress.
I watched Rachel.
Oh, she took off her diaper. Oh,
Rachel getting married.
Let's pause for a moment.
hold on a sec. Sneaky.
Oh, whoops.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we've all got our pants on.
Yes. So she usually wears leggings.
Yeah. So what else did you watch?
Rachel getting married.
Oh, yeah.
Which I liked.
I liked that one.
I did. The only thing I didn't like was the whole kind of shaky camera thing, which I know is supposed to make you feel like you're in the middle of it and it's supposed to be really intimate, but just kind of got on my nerves.
Oh, okay. The performances are really good in that. And,
yeah. Very tense family drama stuff. It has Anne Hathaway in it.
And I like that it's not, it's not really black and white. Like, there isn't, like,
yeah,
you know, the really, you know, like, the good kid, the bad kid, or, you know, it's, like...
I think it's a little more portrayed new. Family dynamics and everything really well, because yeah. that's how people are, you know, yeah. like, there's really, you know... There's not always, like, the really bad kid and the angelic kid. Like,
yeah.
all the lines were kind of blurred.
You're going to take that off again.
No, right? You better leave that on, Missy.
Please leave that on.
She's yeah. smirking.
But I also, you know, just sort of the way that family kind of brings out the worst, most juvenile side of you, you know, and that, but in a very, like, honest kind of way. Yeah. So I did like that. You're going to leave that on, aren't you?
She's like...
trying really hard to take it off, but
she's gonna disrobe. Okay. And I watched season 2 of Battlestar Galactica, which I love.
Do you?
I yeah,
it's really that, good. But that's just not my scene.
Yeah, that's good. That's yeah. it.
Well, I watched season 2 of True Blood, and I do agree with your assessment that it is very raunchy and really gross. a lot bloodier, but they just totally nail that whole, like, you know, you're watching an episode, da 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 da, and then the last 2 seconds, like, something happens that makes you go, what?
Yeah.
And then you click, and then if you've got the whole thing, then you watch, and it's like, every night I'd be like, okay, well, this is my last episode. Then something would happen, and I'd be like, I gotta see the next episode, and yeah. I'm staying up until, like, 2 a.m. every night, until I was like, no, I must sleep.
It is really good, but it is really bloody and really raunchy.
It's really bloody, yeah, and it's really raunchy, yeah. This.
I mean, just the whole... The whole everything about it is raunchy. Like, yeah. there's just no getting away from the raunch in season 2. So
it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty out there. So anyway, but I did like that. And then I also watched. I only watched the first disc so far, but I got the number one Ladies Detective Agency, which I've never read the books. I'm not much in for the whole, like, mystery genre generally. Mm-hmm. It's really, like, kind of a sweet show. It's set in Botswana, and the cast is a combination. The main, the lead actress is actually American, but a lot of the supporting cast is, are African, and it's, I mean, it's beautiful. It's, I mean, the character, like, loves Botswana, and you just get, you
yeah,
really
please
get
be as loud
her
as possible.
View of... just sort of the beauty. I mean, it's just so colorful, and the landscape, and it's just really, really beautiful. And the main character is just a very upbeat, positive person. And so she's solving all these little mysteries. And so so you kind of get the procedural aspect,
sorry,
which I enjoy.
Likes percussion.
Yes, which I enjoy in TV shows. We were talking about this at knitting. Like, I really like a good procedural. Like, I love Law and
yeah.
Order. And this is, each episode she has sort of a couple of different cases, and of course, and, you know, it all gets tied up nicely in a bow at the end. And so it's just, it's very sweet and kind of happy and upbeat, which is, like...
odd for television.
I know.
it really is.
And really
odd.
Because
you have to be slated as, like, a comedic sitcom, or else it's, like,
it's
drama.
Super
and,
dark drama, yeah.
yeah.
It's kind of refreshing. I only watched the first disc, because then I got sidetracked with True Blood and United States of Terra, and now I've got the new season of Big Love waiting for me at home too. So I haven't gotten to that yet. But
so,
about
season 3 or 4?
Season 3. Yeah, season 4 just started airing.
Oh man, I love that show.
I love that show too. So I'm looking forward to
love
that.
Love it so much.
I also watched
Polygamy.
Following
Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman?
Paxton,
yeah. I love him too.
Yeah, I do. I really
and
I like the show.
Yeah.
She just won a Golden Globe for her.
She's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Following? Sorry.
Yeah, I watched Following, which is Christopher Nolan's first film.
That's a good movie.
Black and White. I didn't love it. And I've liked everything I've seen of his. I like Memento and Insomnia and the Batman films he's done. I didn't love it. It was just one of these films where, I'm not crazy about a film that sets up right from the beginning, like, this is all going to end really badly. Now watch it unfold. And this film does that in spades. I mean, when you start, like, the opening scene, you see the main character, like, all beaten up and being talked to by the police. It's like, this isn't going anywhere good.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, like, I'd watch it for 10 minutes, and then I'd turn it off. And so I watched it over, like, 2 weeks or something. And it's only about 80 minutes long. But I just, like... And I could I could see where it was going. It didn't have, like, a big... I kept waiting for there to be a better twist to it, especially after making a film, something like Memento, which is, like, crazy. Twist after twist after twist.
Gives
this
you a
just
headache.
Didn't have.
Yeah.
It had its what it thought was a big twist that I didn't find a very big twist. So, and it doesn't have a kind of the hallmark of first low budget features. Not a great cast. And actually, I was looking at IMDb, and most of the people who are in the film like have not done any other film work. Like. Mm. Or, like, one of them had, like, some bit
Please
part in something else.
Yeah, don't chair.
I don't know.
Had some bit part in some other Christopher Nolan movie, and that was about it. Like, so not...
Oh, no. We can't chair up books.
So, just not... I didn't think a really strong cast, so I think that hindered it, too. But so, it didn't do it for me. It didn't work for me.
So, you finished Youth and Revolt.
I finished Youth and Revolt, and then I went back to reading Heartbreak and Worker Star, Green Genius, but I'm still only, like, 60 pages into it, so it'll be a while. What are you reading?
I read It's Too Late to Say I'm Sorry by Joey Camo, which is something my friend Nikki sent to me. It's an independent press book. It's a series of... It's all short story. You're going to suck on your toes. Okay.
Not me. Audrey's doing it.
It's short stories.
Okay.
And some of them are really creepy. But the first one is kind of funny. This person is... somehow going back in time to sleep with Nobel Prize winners before or after they've received their Nobel Prize.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's not, like, any explanation of why this person is doing it. It's just, like, the interaction between them and the prize winner.
People.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one person, and I can't remember her name. But, yeah, it's really interesting. And then I'm reading... Blue Highways, A Journey into America by William Least Heat Moon, which Nikki also sent me. It was a Christmas gift, which is like a travelography thing. This guy, William Least Heat Moon, he like has broken up with his wife or something, and he decides that he's just gonna get in his van and travel across America on all the blue lines. So, like, the blue highways, going through backwater towns and, like, you know, finding, you know... Oh, she knows it's a camera.
Yeah, you know it's a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, why aren't you taking a picture of my camera?
And it's really interesting, and it's really well written, and I'm really enjoying it. And all the chapters are really short, so I can read a few chapters before I go to bed.
That's the end.
Yeah. It's just really entertaining, and he's just traveling in this van that he's, like, set up. He calls it Ghost Dancer. He's set up, and he sleeps in it, and so it's, like, all his
tired.
All his interactions between these people who live in these, like, backwater towns, and he's just really good at writing descriptive, you know, descriptions of where he goes and the people he meets and stuff. So I'm only like 100 pages in, and it's a pretty thick book, but I'm really enjoying it. And I love, like, you know, the last travel book I read was Travels with Charlie by John Steinbeck, which I really liked. But this is, you know, a little different.
But enjoyable.
Good.
So I'll probably be working on that for a while.
Yeah.
I was just impressed that I actually finished a book. So, yeah. So, we missed the deadline for making a Ravel Olympics.
We were like, oh, we should do Ravel Olympics, and then
we
forgot that the Olympics are starting really soon.
February 12th through 28th is the Ravel Olympics. There's a group on Ravelry you can join, and then check out and see if one of the groups you belong to has a team. You can join even if you're not part of the team. And then they've already set up all the different categories, all the events.
Oh, that's my phone, sweetie. Sorry.
She's like, but I like those.
I know you do.
They've set up all the events already, but they haven't turned on the tagging thing.
I think I might have found my project for it.
Yeah.
I think I might knit myself Loie's cardigan, which is an Elizabeth Zimmerman design that Schoolhouse republished a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of, it's like an EPS cardigan, but we call it work yoke.
Yeah, cool.
And that...
Is it the one with the leaves?
Yes.
Oh, that's a pretty one. Yeah, I like
and
that one.
Like, the original one's in purples.
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to do is...
Greens?
Yes. Thank you. They're leaves. How could I not make them in green? But I think I'm going to do... Shut up! Don't make fun. Don't be like that.
I think you was really funny though.
Felted tweed. Because I have a few felted tweed, like, oddballs in my stash, so I could use those for the yoke. I think the main color is going to be gray, actually, on mine.
Yeah.
And then just the leaf part will be in greens. Because they're leaves, hello. I wouldn't make them, like, blue or shirt.
There
or,
are blue fescues. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Trying to think of a pink.
Here, why don't you not pull on Jessica's shirt?
That's okay. We're friends. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to put my phone away, though, so you can stop grabbing for it. So, do you know what you're doing yet?
I think I'm going to do that alpaca vest from...
the one you had up, yeah.
Yeah, from Snow Day by Classical Eat and by Kristen Tendike. I think it's alpaca, long v-neck alpaca vest. Oops, Q.
Q.
Inca alpaca long v-neck vest by Kristen Tendike.
Because
this has the cables in this are crazy. It's all like seed stitch and cables, but there's this part where you like slip the stitches and you wrap the yarn around the center four times. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good like 2 week, 17 day project for me
because
the cables are crazy.
Okay.
But I think I can do it, but.
I think
yeah.
I can do that, totally.
So yeah. I might actually add a pair of socks to my thing as well. And try and get the socks and the vest done. Or
the
mittens.
And the vest?
Yeah.
All right, that's ambitious. I'm such a slow sock knitter. I think, like, I can...
Well, I'm a fast sock knitter.
I might do, like, a pair of socks for... Rev Olympics, but I don't think I could do that and a vest.
Yeah. Well, if I knit that first Glynis sock in 3 days.
I guess I've never worked on a pair of socks.
Exclusively.
Socks are always my, like, thing I have in my purse that I work on and
yeah.
off. So I have no idea how long it would take me to actually knit a pair of socks if it was the only thing I was doing.
Yeah.
But, okay. And also, what yarn did you say you were going to use?
Oh, pure alpaca.
Oh,
I already have it, that red, that dark red.
Yeah.
Because it's the same gauge and stuff. It's on the size 5.
Definitely.
So I'm going to get that all together.
Awesome.
And I'll be in Ukiah for the last, like, 4 days of it.
Okay.
So I won't be doing anything except for watching her.
All right.
So, yeah, I think that's it.
Cool.
And then I'm going to have to decide whether I want to add something else. But kind of excited. This is my first Olympic knitting thing. I've never done knitting Olympics or Rav Olympics or whatever. So
I've done a few. But, yeah. All right. Well, cool.
Yeah,
I think that's everything.
I think that is everything.
So, all right. Until next time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, and I'm going to Stitches. I'll say that every podcast until I'm there.
Just to rub it in.
rub it in a little bit. But I'm not going to Madrona this year.
Yes.
So.
And I'm going to Madrona.
Yeah. So.
Which is really soon.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as the Olympics. It's that same, it starts, I think.
Are you going to sneak your stuff in and, like, work on a during class?
Yeah, well. Well, actually, I'm doing spinning classes.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, my first day is a Fair Isle class.
Janine Bages,
with
right?
With Janine Bages. It's like
her.
A designing a Fair Isle. Yeah, and then
she's
my other
teacher.
2 days are, one is a color blending class with Jill Lasky from Ashland Bay.
she's eating her
she's
toes.
Got that foot right in her mouth. And the other is a spinning class on downbreeds with Judith McKenzie McCune. So not a lot of time to do knitting while I'm in the class, but there's plenty of hanging out knitting time at Madrona. And then something like an EPS sweater is perfect for that, where you can kind of just sort of like cast on and knit on the bottom.
Right.
As long as you cast on the right number of stitches.
Yes.
1 year I tried to cast on a sweater at Madrona. I had to cast on like 5 times because I kept getting the wrong numbers. But other than that, then it's perfect. Like, just go, knit. And then you worry about the color work later.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. If you're going to go to Stitches, you can PM me on Ravelry and we'll figure out a meetup or something. I think I'm maybe going to be meeting up with Jenny and Nicole from Stash and Burn.
Cool.
If Nicole can make it, because I know it's like 2 weeks before her due date.
Oh, wow, yeah.
She said, well, I don't know. The walking might be good for me, but.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be me.
If she wants to go into labor at Stitches.
Yes. Yeah. There's lots of yarn.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's a good medical center nearby,
yeah.
So it'll be fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, PM me on Ravelry if you want to meet up. I'll be there with my sister and my best friend, and it'll be great.
Fun.
Yes. So, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Yes. Show notes at doubleknit.net.
And our Ravelry group is DoubleKnit Fan Group.
Yeah, DoubleKnit Fans.
DoubleKnit Fans. Yeah. Yes. And that's it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.